What is up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Babbles Nonsense podcast. I am solo today, just going to catch you up on a few things, and then we will resume the interviews with me and you and other people. So today I'm just going to talk about how I got sick and the home renovations and holidays, because we're halfway between Thanksgiving and Christmas, and go from there. So hope you like this one, guys. Right. So how are we doing? I meant to do this episode after Thanksgiving to talk about the holidays and all of that, but then me and Minyu decided to collaborate for the podcast episodes where she's giving free coaching advice, which I think is amazing because I always love sitting down and talking to her. I hope y'all are enjoying those. It seems like you really are because we're getting a lot of good feedback. So she's always going to put question boxes up. You don't even have to wait for the question box. You can continue to DM me, DM her, and let me know what you want to hear on her next coaching episode, just because she obviously is the expert and I just bring a lot of questions because that's just who I am, and then I can bring my real life story in it since she has coached me. So in this episode, who knows where we're gonna go? Like, I'm sitting here on my couch. I've never actually sat on my couch and recorded. I feel almost like Alex Cooper. If y'all don't know who that is, that's Call Her Daddy. Very, very, very famous and popular podcast. And I'm in my hold a mic era. I don't know. I have lately, when I've been interviewing people, I've been holding a mic. When I first started podcasting, it always had to be in a stand because I literally talk with my hands all the time. If you know me, you know that's what I do. But now it's like, oh, doing all these visual podcasts, I can see like Alex Cooper. I'll watch hers on Spotify and she like holds her mic sometimes. I'm like, oh, that seems really cool. Let me do that. So we are in our copycat hold a mic era. Shout outs, Alex Cooper. Anyways. Man, that just got me winded, guys. So, funny story. Y'all know my age. I say my age. I don't really don't care. Maybe I will when I get older or something. I don't know. I'm 36. I just turned 36 in November. And for the 36 years I've been alive, I have never, ever had strep throat. Never. So, I went to a holiday open house on Friday. Felt completely fine. Earlier in the week, I had been feeling cold. But I didn't have a temperature and I didn't feel bad. So I just thought, oh, it's probably my thyroid. It's probably off again because whenever my thyroid medicine isn't working, I'm cold and all that. So I was like, I'll reach out to my doctor and get him to draw some labs soon if it doesn't go away. And I was so cold at work. This should have been my first tip, guys. I was so cold at work that I had to ask the secretary, one of my good friends, if I could borrow her little space heater. So I put her space heater underneath my desk. And this is how... But again, I didn't think anything of it because I didn't feel bad. And when I first got diagnosed with my thyroid stuff, I was just always cold all the time. So I always chuck everything up to my thyroid at this point. But anyways, Friday I felt completely fine. Went to the open house, hung out with them for a little bit, got to catch up and talk to them, talk about some podcast episodes coming up in the new year, and just buy some facial products and things like that. Well, obviously had some cocktails at this holiday open house, maybe got a little too tipsy, came home and was like, maybe I drank a little too much, let me eat dinner. So I ate dinner, felt better. But then I woke up at like 2 a.m. freezing. And then I was like, my throat kind of hurts a little bit. And I was like, maybe I drank a little bit more than I thought. So I went back to sleep, drank some water, went back to sleep. Woke up Saturday morning and I was like, no, my throat hurts. Like, I think I'm getting sick. Dang it. I was like, my aunt did tell me to slow down because I've been working a lot, staying up late. She was like, you're going to get sick if you don't slow down. Well, my throat wasn't hurting terribly bad. Like, we're not talking, I've had way worse sore throats. And again, like I've said, I've never had strep throat in my entire 36 years of life. So I was like, it's only hurting on one side. I was like, I don't know. Let's just look at it. You're a nurse practitioner. Look at your own throat. So I take my flashlight and I look at my throat and I'm like, why is my tonsil bleeding? That's odd. Never seen that before. So I immediately called my friend Adrienne, who does Cove Telehealth for Women. She also does family practice. And I was like, hey, girl, I was like, my throat's hurting and it's my tonsils bleeding. It's only on one side. Of course, I get on Google. You would think I would know being a nurse practitioner. But the funny thing is people also don't know. Like, so I'm acute care geriatric specialist. I never went into family practice. So we learn just a smidge of the family practice side in acute care. But then you go on and talk about like the more serious things. That's why I worked in emergency medicine and trauma for so long. So I was just like, let me get on Google and see what this says. Well, what's the first thing we tell our patients not to do? Please don't get on Google, because Google always leads to death or cancer. That's just where it always goes. And so, of course, what did it say? This is an emergent condition. I was like texting all my nurse practitioner friends. I was like, if my tonsil's bleeding, like, what does that mean? And I was like, and I got these like little red specks on the top of my mouth. Like, what could this be? So my friend Adrienne, bless her heart, she was like, yeah, meet me at the clinic. I'll swab you for strep throat. I was like, well, I just don't think it's strep throat. I was like, I've never had strep throat in my life and it doesn't hurt that bad. Like, I've had worse sore throats. I just felt so tired and I had a fever, of course. Well, not like a real fever. It was like 100 degrees, but nonetheless, low-grade fever, whatever. And so I met her at the clinic, bless her soul, and she swabbed me, and it lit up like a Christmas tree. She was like, yeah, you got the strep. And I was like, what? I was like, I've never had strep throat in my entire life. I honestly thought, like, maybe I was just a carrier, because some people can be carriers, and you can pass it, but you just don't get it. And I was like, how? I was like, I've had way worse sore throats, like tonsillitis or bronchitis or whatever. So I was like, well, you got to go on antibiotics. And that was a whole nother thing. I was like, I don't want to go on antibiotics. I hate taking antibiotics. Well, nonetheless, took the antibiotics and I feel way better today, other than just being really tired. Slept for 24 hours. So I'm on day 2 of antibiotics and I already feel better. I don't even have a sore throat anymore, but I've been living on like soup and ice cream. That's always the best when you're sick. And then just doing some chores around the house. But yeah, so if you've ever been an adult and never had strep throat, and then you finally get in as adult, y'all, I need to know about this, because I even called my mom, and I was like, Mom, have I ever had strep throat? Because I never remembered having it. She was like, no, I don't think so. And I was like, well, am I allergic to penicillin? Like, does anybody else still do that? Does anybody else still call their parents and be like, am I allergic to this antibiotic? I don't know if I've taken it. I don't know. That's been my past couple of days. I was supposed to record another episode with me and you yesterday, but that's when my throat was actually hurting and I just felt like dog trash. So I was like, we're going to have to postpone this, girl. And we were actually going to talk about like going through the holiday. So I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Like I said, at the beginning of the podcast, I had planned to do an episode about that right after Thanksgiving, but then timing didn't line up. But you know, so now it's 2 weeks past Thanksgiving, 2 weeks before Christmas. So I think, why not just do kind of a short holiday special? I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know I typically do that episode and I didn't. And no family drama arose. I don't know about anyone else, but there typically is family drama at my house on a holiday. This year, not so much, other than me and my brother. We're hilarious when we get together. Like, everyone thinks we're mad at each other because we'll just start speaking really loudly and like yelling. And everybody went out of the kitchen when we were discussing one of the topics like we were debating. And like at the end of it, I was like, you know, I love you, right? He was like, yeah, I know you love. And everybody was like, seriously, y'all aren't mad? We were like, no, I don't think we were ever mad. We were just yelling at each other or raising our voices. And to me and him, it's comical because we both know we're not mad at each other, but we convince everyone else around each other that we're mad. So there wasn't really any family drama this Thanksgiving. So shouts outs to that. Could have been the mimosa I drank before I went home, so that I would be a little bit more chill, maybe a little bit more lax. We'll see how Christmas goes. So if anyone else out there has family drama, like, let me know, because I want to know that I'm not the only one. I feel like the holidays are supposed to bring you together. You're supposed to be merry and bright. But maybe that's something that we're taught, like one of the episodes that me and Minu did. Maybe that's something we're taught, like on TV. Like, it's a myth. That's not something that's true. Or maybe it is. And maybe my family's just weird and we just like to fight and that's how we show our love for each other. I don't know. Who could be too sure? But Christmas is coming up, and I know I've done this on a previous episode, so if you're new here, I just don't know if I love the gift giving. No, I don't know how to say this. I do love giving gifts. I really do, but it's hard for like one holiday, because if I see something throughout the year, I love to just buy a gift for someone and just give it to them. All my friends know that if I get a gift before, like, let's say it's like if I find a gift tomorrow, I will give it to them that next day and not wait till Christmas, because I just want them to open it so badly. But I also hate getting gifts. Like, I don't know. Is anyone else out there like that? Is that like an adult thing? Like, you just hate getting gifts because it's awkward and it's weird? Or do you really love getting gifts and you're like, nah, bitch, give me all the gifts? I don't know. It's just awkward. And then when we're adults, like, and we're friends giving gifts to each other, aren't we just exchanging money? Like, so why don't you keep your money and I keep my money and just say Merry Christmas? Like, does anyone else think like that? Like, essentially, like, if I spend $100 on you and you spend $100 on me, then we essentially just spent the same money. So why don't you keep your money, I keep my money, and say that's our Christmas gift? No, but for real, for the past couple of years, just because families grow, you know, as you get older and then you start having your own children, and then like if you have a sibling and they have their own children, then your families are getting bigger each year, and you should really focus on like your immediate family. So my friends and I have decided for the past couple of years, like, let's just spend time together. Like, let's just go do a Christmas brunch, a Christmas lunch, a Christmas dinner, whichever it may be. Let's just, you know, save our money, spend it on our family, and then just truly spend time together. Because as we get older, y'all, time is precious and it's short. Like, there are so many sad stories that you hear around the holidays, or not even just around the holidays. And we just take time for granted, I think, sometimes. Me and another friend were talking about that when we go on walks at work now, and one of her friends had gotten some devastating news that she had breast cancer. And I was like, you know, it's really sad that it really takes a tragedy for people to open their eyes and say, life truly is too short. What are we doing? Like, why are we fighting over something that doesn't make sense, or doesn't even, you know, when there are truly bigger problems in the world? But then how quickly our brain forgets about it. Like, how quickly, like, 2 or 3 weeks goes by if the tragedy didn't directly affect you, 2 to 3 weeks goes by, and then you're living life the same way you lived it, and then something else has to happen later on. And it's just crazy to me. It's like, why do we do that? Like, why don't we live each and every day, wake up to the fullest, live it like the way you want to live it? Because truly, time is so short. And I'm not trying to be like depressing or anything on this podcast, but it just is. And then, I mean, when you look around the holidays, like, some people get really happy and then some people get really sad depending on what their circumstances are. Like, is their parent still alive? Is their sibling still alive? Like, there's so many different things. And I think that the holidays can be what you make them. And I think that is true about each day. I used to be so pessimistic, y'all. Y'all have no idea. Maybe you do. Maybe I was at the earlier episodes of this podcast. And I'm sorry I'm like breathing heavy and all that stuff, but y'all know I'm sick and I can't breathe out of my nose and I'm trying to talk. So there's that. But I just truly think that I used to be so pessimistic, and especially around the holidays with me and my family not getting along, going back to the family drama, and just always feeling like this outcast in my family. I used to be like, oh God, here comes the holidays. But now it's more like creating my own memories and being okay with what it is. And that's truly coming through therapy and working through Menu. Like, I have to accept my family where they are, and this is just what it is. And then, you know, my Huntsville family, shouts out to Mal's parents, and they've always let me come to their house, and it's always a wonderful time, and invite me into their world. And so I truly am blessed, because some people, when we think about it, don't have anywhere to go on the holidays, or, you know, it can be a down or sad thing. So, not to make this, again, sad or down, I just wanted to bring that up. So I hope everyone gets what they want for Christmas this year. I was sitting here trying to think, like, I wanted to do a whole like top 10 gifts for girls and guys, but I truly, because I don't know, I've never been one to receive gifts, which is something I have to work on with Menu, because she was like, you have to learn to receive nice things. And I was like, it's so hard. I mean, it's so hard because I never grew up like receiving a lot of gifts. We just didn't have the money for that. And then when someone would give me something, it was almost like an expectation, like, okay, what do you want for this? You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like, why would anyone do anything nice for me? And I honestly didn't decorate for the holidays until last year. Like, truly. Like, well, I always lived in apartments, but like, before I moved into my house, I was in a studio apartment. And I just never decorated for Christmas or anything like that. I was like, why? Nobody comes over here anyways. But this year, I'm super excited because I got my old tree all decorated, added a little few more ornaments. I haven't posted it yet, but I've moved it in a different spot since I got the bookshelves this year. And we're actually hosting the Christmas party at my house. So that's exciting, but also terrifying because I'm not a host at anything. I try to be, but I'm not. Like, my friend Mal is the best host. But it'll be fun. We're going to do our Christmas party here. And I've already got some little knickknacks for the girls and got the house decorated to the best I can. And I'm hoping, well, the last time I did a solo episode, y'all knew about my home renovations that were going on. And I realized after I stopped recording that I didn't tell y'all the color white that I chose. Well, it's alabaster white. I chose alabaster. I was choosing between several popular whites. The Swiss Coffee by Benjamin Moore, White Dove by Benjamin Moore, Pure White by Sherman Williams, and Alabaster by Sherman Williams. And then I had like a color consult with Sherman Williams, and she kind of helped me choose the white. By placing it on the things that I already had, because picking a color once you have like your decor already set is kind of more difficult, because typically you could decorate around decor and, you know, your wall is just going to be your blank canvas. But now you got to pick a color that kind of matches and is cohesive with everything else. So I had ended up going with alabaster white for my bedroom and my bathroom. And I held off on the other side of the house because, you know, I told y'all I had that freak out moment. Well, I had the designer come to my house and she was like, no, I think you chose I think this looks really great in here. Excuse me, guys. And she was like, I think you just need to lean into your design. She was like, 'cause I think you do have a good flow, yada, yada, yada. And so we're going to go ahead and decorate the other side of the house. Sorry, not decorate, but paint the other side of the house. So the painter is coming this week, tomorrow. I'm recording this on a Sunday. So they're coming on a Monday. Y'all will hear this on Tuesday. And he's supposed to be done by Tuesday is what he said this time. I'm hoping so, because our Christmas party is on Saturday. So we will see, guys. We will see how much I let this stress me out. Because remember, when I painted last time, he started on a Monday and I had to go out of town on a Thursday. And he didn't get done until the night before I left. And I was like, whoa. What have I done? I mean, my house may smell like paint when they come. It's okay. It'll all be all right. What else is there? I'm trying to think if there's anything else that has been going on that's crazy. I don't think there has. We do have a few more interviews coming up. Me and Minyu have another episode that we want to talk about, like, about family drama around the holidays, or if you have trauma or anything like that, like how to cope and deal with that so that you can still enjoy your family. That's how she's helped me get through some things, like some family trauma, generational trauma, and now I can just go home and it is what it is and it will be what it will be. Woo woo. All that kind of stuff. And then I am hoping to interview a lady this week on pelvic floor therapy. And it's not just for the birthing process, I found out. So I have some really great questions for her. And then I've reached out to MLA Artistry to talk to her about being a female-owned business and to talk more into makeup and hair and all of that. So we got some good interviews coming up. And, you know, I'll be here solo here and there. Thank you guys so much for listening and bearing with me as always. Until next time, bye.